Fighting for freedom every day.
Let me tell you, the response to the show has been absolutely amazing. People can't believe that a young conservative millennial continues to fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and talks about issues that some are even afraid to talk about. But we do it because we understand the importance of this, and now we're seeing it absolutely blow up all across the nation.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
You're darn right, it's the Voice of Reason. Hey, welcome into the program. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It is a Friday, the best day of the entire week. I know you're excited about it, although it seems like we're having some struggles when it comes to some of the online streaming. Nonetheless, broadcasting live out of the heart of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas, on our flagship station, on radio, TV, live streaming, and podcasting, wherever you may be. All of it right here at Hoosier Reason, on our social media tags, on the website at HoosierReason.com as well. Thanks for hanging out. We have a lot to get to today. I know it's the holidays. We're still into, like, the Thanksgiving mode, so I'm not going to go too crazy into the deep politics today, but there's still news to be covered, so we're going to get to all of it here. I'd love to hear from you today as well on our online streaming, although for some reason, I don't know why, I think we broke the interweb today. There's just too much going on today. No live stream on Facebook for some reason, but we are on YouTube. We are on HoosierReason.com. We are on Parler.com as well. I think Facebook and Twitter, they've had enough of us, and they're just like, we're done. So we're not on there right now trying to figure out what's going on. But nonetheless, you can still reach out to us on all of those, plus the Podbean live stream and radio and TV stations all over the place. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, almost at Halloween. It's not Halloween any longer. It would be Thanksgiving, but that's how time flies. It's such a blur nowadays, especially with COVID-19. You don't know what day it is. The fact that you're just staying home, hanging out, doing your thing. It was great at my house, although I have to admit, it went by just like that, way too fast. I didn't even realize it was the end of the day. Honestly, I woke up. I actually slept in yesterday a little bit till like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Kind of crazy for me. Don't usually get to do that. I know. But I woke up and Mrs. Voice of Reason already doing the Thanksgiving cooking shenanigans. She was in the kitchen all rocking and rolling, doing her thing. And it turned out muy bueno. So I was really excited about that. Little Voice of Reason was helping her as well. And she has a chef's hat and a nice little like cooking apron thing. So she was all decked out, ready to go. It was kind of the perfect way to do the start the Thanksgiving holiday. So we wake up, we try to turn on the Thanksgiving Day parade, but we don't have like actual TV. We just have like the internet TV stuff with the Netflix and the Hulu and the YouTube and the Peacock TV and Roku and all that kind of stuff. So I couldn't find it. We tried to pick up the one on YouTube from like Verizon. Verizon does like a stream of the parade kind of, but they're not plugged into the actual like audio system from the actual parade. So you can't hear the music. You can't hear the singing. You can't hear the dancing. You can't hear anything. It's just like quiet. And Mario Lopez, I believe the guy's name, he's the one that ended up like quote unquote hosting it. And it was really honestly pathetic, I got to admit. I mean, I love the guy. He's a good actor. I really like him. But he was sitting there on his couch with his family and they have like his wife and their three kids. And their little one was like sitting there crying the entire time. He's trying to talk over him. You could tell the mom was getting extremely annoyed. Then the kid was like grabbing her phone and running off the set the whole time while he was trying to go back and forth and do some commentary and then be like, oh, here's some commercials and then back to this and back to that. And what are you thankful for? So I thought it was kind of awkward, but yet mildly entertaining enough to continue to watch it the entire time and still not have any audio from the actual parade, because I found out that the parade didn't actually have any spectators this year. That's like one of the biggest things of the entire year. And no spectators. So I'm sure that was awkward, like sitting there trying to dance and wave as you go through a parade. Like, hey, good to see ya. Hey, how you doing, Paul? How you doing, buddy? Because that's just the way we roll in 2020 in COVID-19 world. So that was good. Then I did realize, and I don't know if you caught this or not, but there were a lot of subliminal messages when it comes to the parade. Maybe I was just looking into it too much. But I think there were a lot of subliminal messages. Like, there was a really big push for the LGBTQ stuff in the parade this year. I know they've kind of slipped it in here and there throughout, but this year it was kind of blatant. It was a little weird, but nonetheless, we still watched it, and we had a good time with that while we were cooking in the background. I helped Mrs. Voice of Reason do some stuff. I made my specialty deviled eggs, and she made everything else because that's just the way she is, and she's awesome like that. So she rocked it, and then I realized that we ate. And after we ate, then I sat down and we put in a movie and I dozed off for about 10 minutes. And then we put in another movie and I dozed off for about 10 minutes. And then it was time to go to bed. and the entire day was done. And I don't understand. I don't understand where the day went. It was a fun day. It was a great day. I had great time with the family, so I appreciate the time off and the time to spend with them. But it was done like that. It was very weird how quickly the day went. So hopefully everybody got to do kind of the same thing, was just kind of enjoy. And then poof, it was done. Now, I will say that I know that a lot of people are boycotting Netflix because of some of the dumb stuff they put on Netflix. And I agree. I'm not one for Netflix much right now either. And as soon as I get done with my show, I'm going to be canceling my Netflix. But while we had it, I do got to give them props for making a movie, that a Christmas movie. And it was The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell as Santa Claus. They made the first one 2018, 2 years ago. And then they just came out with the second one this year. So we watched both of those. We watched number one and then number two. And I have to admit, they're actually really good Christmas movies. I'm going to label The Christmas Chronicles as the soon-to-be iconic Christmas movie that you have to include every single year in your movie rotation. I'm just throwing it out there. It, to me, at least, it's actually a very good movie. So that's what we did all day yesterday, was we cooked and then we ate and then we like watched a show and it was all done. So hopefully you had yours as well, but I literally was going to bed last night and I was like, where did the day go? We didn't do anything. Usually I'm at least somewhat productive on something. I'm working on something. I'm doing some kind of show prep, or I'm thinking about issues, or none of it. None of it. It just all got away from me. But I guess we have to have days like that every once in a while. Then you had Joe Biden that was talking about his Thanksgiving, and being the religious expert that he was, made this comment.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words. The Lord is my strength and my shield.
The palmist. I was not aware that there was a book of palmists in the Bible. I didn't realize that palm readers were actually allowed in Christianity. I could be wrong on that one, but the last that I heard, that palm readers, that palmists were not actually allowed in the Bible, or that they taught against that because that was supposed to be a really bad thing. So there you go, the expert Joe Biden. Now again, I'm not going to knock someone about their faith. He says he's a devout Catholic. If he's a devout Catholic, then all the power to him. But as he was trying to give his unifying speech, and as he was trying to say Happy Thanksgiving and everybody wear your mask because we're all going to die just like the pilgrims, you know, a couple hundred years ago. While he's spreading that message, he also talks about the palmists.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words. The Lord is my strength and my shield.
Now, the reason I bring this up, it's a dumb gaffe, I get it. He's talking about Psalms, if he's not familiar with the book of Psalms. But the palmists, the only reason I bring it up is because, do you think the media is really going to be critical of him for saying palmists? Do you really? No, Andy, it's just a gaffe. He didn't mean it. He was just trying to read the teleprompter and he made the gaffe. It's just an honest mistake, right? Mr. Expert on the Bible, that he's a devout Christian, Mr. Guy that knows what he's talking about. We're just going to let that one slide. It's not a big deal. The only reason I bring that up is because if you remember in 2016 when President Donald Trump was actually running for president and they asked him, oh, you say you're a Christian. What's your favorite Christian verse in the Bible? He's like, well, I don't really have one. And they're like, oh, he's a fraud. That's what they tried to claim. Donald Trump's a fraud when it comes to his Christianity. He doesn't even have a favorite Bible verse. And now Joe Biden says this.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words. The Lord is my strength and my shield.
There it is. So the palmist said that. My palmist doesn't say that. My palm reader does not say anything like that. Mine actually says I have a really long lifeline. I'm going to do well in my career, and I'm going to have one kid. There you go. That's what I don't know if that's what it says or not. I honestly don't know. I do, however, do have a book on palm reading that I thought it was fascinating, like in high school, because you could be the cool raving kid when you could do the palm readings, but I never quite figured it out, so I kind of gave up on that one. But apparently, that's what my palm says. What does your palm say, Joe Biden? What else is trending today? Let's see.
What's trending today?
Oh, there you go. Then we have a story from CNBC today that's not talking about the palmist from Joe Biden. But we do have the story saying that Donald Trump said he would concede the election if the Electoral College actually votes officially for Joe Biden. Yeah, they actually ran a story that said that. That said, oh, you know what? If Donald Trump, they asked him the question during the very first Q&A that he's had yesterday while he was doing a speech for the military, thanking them for their service, saying Happy Thanksgiving. And he actually opened it up to some questions for the military. And the media asked him, of course, the question, because the only important thing is the question about the election. And is he going to concede? And are you just being a, you know, yada, yada, yada? And aren't you just being a, you know, sore loser? And why won't you just concede for the election? And while they were going after all that, he did say that, yes, if the Electoral College votes, duh, then I would concede and actually do the transition of powers, because that's the way the system is actually set up. But we won because we got the most amount of votes. And he went on to his whole spiel. But that apparently was big news. Then, because he's the ultimate troll and he loves trolling the media, he did message about 6 hours ago earlier today on his Twitter and Facebook page, Biden can only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. When you see what happened in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, massive voter fraud, he's got a big unsolvable problem. So I'm not going to concede. And the only way you're going to enter the White House is if you can prove that you got 80 million votes. Now, I'm not sure that's the way the system works, but if that's the way Donald Trump wants to play it, all the power to him. Now, his legal team is still working. And the big news, I guess, today was the fact that, Pennsylvania, one of the courts shot down one of the cases, which is expected. Of course it is. But they're running on the idea, again, maybe there's more things behind the scenes, obviously. But I'm starting, I have to admit, just getting a little bit concerned with not necessarily the information that they have, but the tactics that they're going about. Trying to say that just because you weren't able to observe the count does not make them all able to be thrown out. If that's the argument that they're going to use, then I fear that they're going to lose. And if you go on the defense that way of, well, there is voter fraud, now you have to prove that there isn't, and kind of doing the double negative thing, that's not necessarily how our judicial system works. And if that's the way you're going to roll with it, then I'm going to be honest, I'm getting a little concerned with that tactic. Now, at the same time, apparently more information has come out about the Dominion system, as Sidney Powell is still working that case, and that's the one, again, to me, that's going to have the most amount of traction. So if they're focusing on that, then I think they're still going to do relatively well, and I'm still very confident President Trump is going to be in the White House for the next 4 years. If they don't focus on the Dominion thing, then I think we're going to have some issues. I'm just throwing it out there. That's just the latest that I've seen. But with Donald Trump trolling the media, first saying, yeah, of course I'm going to concede if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. Duh. That's just the way it works. Which isn't even a question. That's just a dumb question. Because they're so terrified that he's going to be Mr. Tyrant that's going to refuse to actually step down. Because they're so paranoid that he's just going to stay in there, and then it's going to be this coup that everybody has to have. But you got to remember, they tried to sabotage him at least 3 or 4 times throughout the last 4 years in his administration. From the colluding with Russia conspiracy all the way back when in 2016 to trying to impeach him because of, to stopping everything that he's trying to do. They've literally tried to sabotage the president of the United States multiple times, and I think this is just another time of them trying to do so. So, of course, he's going to fight. We have a right to fight, and there's really no new news other than Donald Trump trolling the media, which he does so well. That's my Thanksgiving gift to myself. That's what I'm thankful for, is that we have a president that just loves to troll the left-wing media because it's just fun. And I think we all can just kind of get a chuckle out of it. That does it right now. Let's take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about the holidays. It is the holidays. What does Thanksgiving actually mean to you? Did you have a good one? I want to hear about how yours went. We'd love to hear from you on the show as well. But let's talk about the past and the beginning of Thanksgiving and the traditions and how that message has changed throughout the years. All that and more coming up here on The Voice of Reason. Stay tuned.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with The Voice of Reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show. And check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosier-holic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the voice of reason on radio, TV, and online, helping you defend and preserve this great republic.
You're listening to the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
All right, you are. Welcome back into the program. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the Voice of Reason, radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting. Doesn't matter where you're at, your Millennial General reporting for duty today, trying to rebrand the Millennial Generation, one radio listener at a time. We had a great time filling in for Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today. That was really cool, so always appreciate the opportunity from him. Got to get him back on the show again real soon as well. He's back for his show on Sunday for his big broadcast, but we got to fill in for him for his daily show today, and I always appreciate the opportunity to do so. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. Again, appreciate everybody enjoying the family and friends, whether you did do the socially distant one or you actually broke the code of conducts and actually got together with, like, human beings. Oh, my. Yeah, like, did you hear the story out of L.A. to where they were literally going to shut down your water and your electricity if you congregated more than the amount of people that they wanted you to get together with? Which I think there was like a 10 or 15 people. If you had more than that, they were going to shut down your utilities. Oh, yes. According to CBSNews.com, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said on Wednesday that he is authorizing the L.A. Department of Water and Power to shut off utility service to properties where large parties and gatherings were being held for Thanksgiving and held in violation of public safety orders. Oh, yeah. This should be the big red sign for many individuals to say, well, government provides, government takes away. What they can give you, they can always take away just at the drop of a hat. And when they say, no, we don't want you to gather together in large groups because of COVID, because you're all going to die if you do that, then we're going to cut off your water and your utilities. That literally happened. Now, I don't know if it actually happened to anybody or not, but he actually signed that to authorize the Department of Water and Power to shut off utility services to properties that had large amount of people. That's what you call tyranny. Now, they're the same ones, by the way, that have talked about like putting in timers for your shower to where it automatically shuts off after like 5 minutes if you've taken a shower and they don't like you taking a long shower because how dare you use so much water? You are harming the environment and using up all the resources if you take a 6 minute shower. It needs to be 5 minutes and we turn it off. And they've actually talked about putting that in as a standard to built into individuals' homes to where it's just a built in timer for the shower. They literally think that that's okay. That's going to help humanity. I don't understand that mentality, which is why most people are fleeing places like California. And if you live in California, I feel really bad for you because there are so many great conservatives. It's such a beautiful area. And yet you have to deal with that kind of garbage. That's ridiculous. Stay there and fight it, please. Don't bring that mentality elsewhere. Stay there and fight it. Change the system because you have an opportunity to do so. So hopefully you didn't have to go through that kind of stuff with your Thanksgiving celebration yesterday. At the same time, now today is Black Friday. And while you are probably used to beating each other up over a TV in the grocery store or in Walmart or wherever you go for the shopping, now you're doing it a little bit different way by battling with people by, I don't know, maybe auctioning and buying things on auctions online, which would be really cool. But at the same time, I'm sure that that can get out of hand a little bit as well. And now businesses are talking about trying to curb the way that they actually do sales, not just for this year for COVID, but for the long haul, how they're going to do things from now on and from here on out. which I find quite fascinating. They're really saying this is our big push to the 21st century onto online shopping, and we're going to do sales longer, we're going to do sales more frequently, and we're going to do it with the online sales as opposed to the brick and mortar stores. As Walmart and many other big conglomerates are saying, we've been trying to do this for years. Now it's an opportunity for us to really push it and for it to be for the long haul. I don't know that I'm okay with that. I got to be honest, I'm kind of into actually the physical brick and mortar store to go and find what I want. That way I can look at it, I can inspect it, I can see if it's damaged, I can see if it's exactly the size of whatever it is that I want, and I can actually do my own shopping. They don't want that anymore. Buy it online, ship it to me, be done with it. Mm-hmm, just stay in your home. I'm kind of not okay with that. I'm also kind of going to miss the Black Friday mosh pits that we see at the stores where we see people like cramming through the store front doors and beating up security officers and ripping items out of everybody's hands. We were thankful yesterday. Today we got to beat each other up in a mosh pit in Walmart. I find that entertaining. Why do you have to get rid of it? Why do you have to continue to be a buzzkill, government? Why do you have to continue to be a buzzkill on all the great entertainment in my life? I'm just saying. That's more coming up. Stay here.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.
When Reason Meets Radio, you're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the Palmist, that the Palmist who wrote these following words, "The Lord is my strength and my shield."
I think that's going to be my new favorite clip of Joe Biden. I'm just throwing it out there. I think that's going to be my new favorite clip, The Palmist. That's right, in the Book of Palmists, then that's how we roll. My palm says I'm going to eat lots of turkey tonight. Just throwing that idea out there as well. Probably some turkey enchiladas or a turkey sandwich, because that's what my palm says. Welcome back into the program, radio, TV, live streaming, and podcasting. Little issue with the Facebook Live today. Not sure what's going on, but we did share the YouTube link on there. So today we're on YouTube and not on Twitter. We are on Parler.com. We are on YouTube.com. We are on the website at HoosierReason.com. And thanks for hanging out with us today, even on a Black Friday celebration and your post at Thanksgiving. If you're still visiting with the family or in holiday mode, totally cool. Totally cool. By the way, if you have yet to do so, which we've had a few more over the last week or so, thank you for that. We're going to be sending out that welcome email here shortly, but also we have our newsletter coming out next week as well. So if you've not signed up yet, make sure to go to HoosierReason.com, H-O-O-S-E-R, no I there, Reason.com. And as soon as it pops up and it says, do you want to become a Hoosier-holic? You say yes, you click on it, you type in your email. It's totally free. We're not going to spam you. We're just going to send you a monthly email. We have some really cool stuff I'm going to be including in this email or this newsletter this month, because we have signed on 1, 2, 3 brand new podcast shows onto the Hoosier Media Network. 3 of them. I know. So I'm excited. And they're going to be starting over the next month or so as we're getting things in the works. So I'm going to be announcing them on the newsletter and some more information, the links to their shows that you're going to want to check out and enjoy. If you're like me and you're a talk radio guru and you just want to listen to as much talk radio as you possibly can, that's why I got into the industry at first, because I enjoy listening to it so much. Then sometimes you may want to step away from the politics for a minute and listen to other podcasts and other talk shows. We have like a self-help business one. We have a sports one coming on. We have some other really cool stuff. So stay tuned in as we have a bunch of new shows coming on to the Hoosier Media Network when it comes to the production of audio and video of new shows and podcasting. And our network is about ready to be launched with some online shows. streaming for shows for constant programming for you. So a lot of good stuff coming up, and I'm really excited about all of it. So make sure to stay tuned in and go to HoosierReason.com for more information. Real quickly, before we get into the quote-unquote hard-hitting issue of the day, I do have a question for you. How many people think it's appropriate now officially to be able to play Christmas music? I think as long as you wait till after Thanksgiving, I'm all for it. If you do it before Thanksgiving, I kind of have an issue with it. But by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, then the day after, then you're cool. We're at least getting through the holiday. Your favorite Christmas song. I know people are going to hate me for this one. It's going to be stuck in your head all day long, but I don't really care.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Come on.
Ching-a-dee-ching, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
All right, there it is. That's my favorite Christmas song. I had to wait. I was going to do it on Wednesday, and then I decided, no, I'm not going to do it then. I'm going to wait until after Thanksgiving. That's my own personal rule I've set for Christmas music. But there it is. I had to get that stuck in your head. It's going to be stuck in your brain the rest of the day. You're welcome for that one. All right, let's get into what's trending today. What do you say?
What's trending today?
What's trending today? So yesterday was Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you again. The reason for the season, the reason that we celebrate Thanksgiving, what we do here in this nation and why we talk about the melting pot or the mosaic or however you want to describe what America actually is. I still think it's a melting pot, or it should be a melting pot. Maybe it's not quite that anymore because of the identity politics that's being played in politics every single day. For example, the perfect example would be Kamala, as she is potentially going to be the vice president of the United States. Her husband, Doug Emhoff. The GazetteExtra.com ran a story about Doug Emhoff, the husband, the soon-to-be second man, is that what they're calling it? The second gentleman of the United States of America, Kamala Harris and her husband. When he was married to his previous wife, Kirsten, not Kamala, Doug Emhoff was more like to throw himself into his work at Los Angeles entertainment lawyer, play golf on the couch, sit on the couch and watch sports and television. A guy devoting billable hours to fight over the origins of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, otherwise not out to change the world. His signature piece of life advice still ringing in the ears of Cole and Ella, their two 20-something children named after whatever. Now, who's showing the deftly supportive soft touch of a man in a second marriage of epic proportions. With Senator Kamala Harris to assume the vice presidency, the first woman, black and Asian American, because we got to do those identity politics. And by the way, she's not black. Thanks for showing your lack of understanding of black Americans, because she's not. She's Jamaican and Asian, I guess. She's from India, Indian and Jamaican, but I guess that's black and Asian. Close enough. You're close. Way to go, buddy. To do so, her husband, Doug, is now about to take his own place in history. Emhoff will become the nation's first second gentleman and, not for nothing, the first Jewish spouse of a president or vice president. Again, throwing in the identity politics. Now, I don't really care what his nationality is, and I don't care what his religion is, and the fact that he's Jewish, that's cool. But why do they have to say, why is there a story run on that? As far as I can remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you want to really play the identity politics, let's go down this road for just a second, shall we? The KKK, that are the white supremacists who are prideful of their skin color, sure, but they go deeper than that because they are anti-Jewish, they're anti-Semitic, which is completely wrong. The KKK obviously has been on the left side of the aisle. I know the left individuals are going to argue that fact, but it's a fact. The KKK has been on the left side of the aisle. Nazis are on the left side of the aisle. So Donald Trump can't be a Nazi. Republicans and conservatives can't be Nazis by the basic fundamental understanding of what Nazism actually is. Big government playing the identity politics, focusing on one's race or their skin color or their origins or their religion or their sex or whatever. The left plays the identity politics. The left that likes big government. The left that likes fascism. The left tries to re-educate individuals based on government education. The left tries to create government control over corporations. The left tries to centralize the means of distributions and goods from the government as opposed to the private sector. The left that tries to take your firearms away. The left that tries to control you based on regulation and taxation. That's the left side of the aisle. That is socialism. That is Nazism. That is fascism. That is whatever you want to look at. I said I wasn't going to get into deep politics today, but that kind of bugs me. So the left, if you look at the identity all the way down, they're the racists, they're the anti-Semites, they're the whatever. So the self-loathing left-wing side of the aisle that are the anti-Semites are now trying to prop up, look at that, we had the first black woman, the first Asian woman, the first woman as vice president, and now we have the first or the second gentleman that's going to be a Jewish individual. Look at that. Because how that somehow means something. So they're backwards on a literally 180 degrees on their correctness when it comes to understanding of identity politics and Jewish and fascism and everything else. But then they try to play the identity card to prop themselves up as the fake ones that are proud of a certain heritage, which I find quite fascinating because so many people buy into it. It's ridiculous. Then on the other side, we talk about Thanksgiving that was yesterday, obviously, and the indigenous people. And while we hear the cries of the progressives every single year that Thanksgiving is really bad, we can't be celebrating Thanksgiving, it was the abuse of the Native Americans that led to our Thanksgiving, they ran the story, of course, it was expected by CNN, about every year how Americans come together to share a feast commemorating the myth about the first inhabitants. An indigenous tribe did not eat with the pilgrims in 1621 and signed a treaty with the colonists that had settled on their shores, an act of survival as opposed to the goodwill and friendship. But the relationship would eventually break down, decimating the tribe's population and whittling its lands away. So again, we're terrible. The Native Americans, we can't have Christopher Columbus Day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day, even though the indigenous people are just as violent and just as controlling against other tribes. And then it was the signing of the treaty that was survival for the Native Americans, which isn't necessarily true. Obviously, there were tensions, but they did feast together. And oh, by the way, they did sign a treaty. And the Native Americans could have wiped out the white man early on when the white man was struggling to survive when they first landed at Plymouth Rock and were still trying to survive because they didn't know the landscape. It was going into the wintertime. I don't know if they realized or not, but during their whole communal, like, communist society that they tried to start at the very beginning of Thanksgiving, it actually failed miserably, which is why, like, two-thirds of the population of the white settlers died off. Because they didn't create their own wealth, they didn't create their own goods, they didn't create their own means of distribution, they did it all as a commune. Then they discovered the idea of private property, and I'm going to go off and survive on my own, and they thrived. But the first winner, if you would understand history, CNN, was not like what you try to prescribe as the white man evil victim of the Native American, and they only sided just to try and save their own behinds, because that's not true. In fact, the white man, the pilgrims, struggled massively for the first couple of years because they didn't know the lands. They went into the wintertime. They had diseases. They didn't have any support. They didn't have any niceties, whatever you want to look at. They didn't have those things. The Native Americans did work with them. They taught them how to grow on the land. They taught them how to raise corn. They taught them. They did the feast together, and it was a very religious thing. It was a communal thing together to say thank you for letting us survive here, and thank you. Now, yes, we did have obviously atrocities against the Native Americans down the road, and we did drive them from their lands, and we slaughtered millions of them. I get that. So we're not innocent in this by any means. But why focus on that? Why be so negative all the time? Joe Biden being so negative about the mask wearing for Thanksgiving instead of actually talking about the strength of the Americans prevailing, because that's what we do, like what Donald Trump actually did in his speech. You focus on the negative. Oh, we're all dying and you can't be with your family and I really get it. And look at all these Native Americans that died, to the degree that now Native American tribes from the original area are now coming back and trying to claim land again and saying that they've been oppressed for so long that they need land in the Massachusetts area, in the Maine area, in those areas where the pilgrims settled, that now they're trying to come after the government for land because of all these years later. I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, but why now? Why now? I just find it kind of fascinating. It's always about the victimhood status, and the progressives are so good at playing the victim, aren't they?
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the Voice of Reason on radio, TV, and online, helping you defend and preserve this great republic. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into it. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting, doesn't matter where you're at. We appreciate you more than you realize each and every day as we are getting set to wrap up 2020. Hopefully wrap up this COVID garbage and actually be able to start a brand new 2021. I love the new year because every single year I'm all about the whole new year's resolution, setting the goals, trying to up myself. I always compare at the end of the year, where have I come? What have we done? Did we grow ourselves? Did we improve ourselves? So that's what the focus is going to be over the next month on the program. And we can do it together. That's what we do. So welcome into the show. You can find us all over social media at Hoosier Reason is our handle on all of our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, also on Parler.com and on Minds.com, all of them at Hoosier Reason. No, I in Hoosier, H-O-O-S-E-R, Reason, also on the website at HoosierReason.com. Conveniently enough, it is the Voice of Reason. I'm Andy Hoosier. By the way, as we are wrapping up a nice week, a holiday week, so I know you're having fun and hopefully you're just enjoying some adult beverages, kicking back and actually enjoying a little bit. The reason I bring up this story about Thanksgiving, first off, I find it fascinating. I love history, but I'm also obsessed, I think, with trying to learn about societal trends, mankind trends, what we do, how we live our life in different time periods. And obviously, when Christopher Columbus came over, when the Pilgrims came over, when we started this journey of the Western expansion, when we lived at that time, it was the same mindset that we've had for the 1,000 years prior to that. Was domination, finding new land, finding new wealth, expanding our horizons, and then anybody that came across us, then it was, are we superior to them? As in domination, do we have superior technology? Do we have superior manpower? Do we have wealth above them? How do they live their life? What's their religious beliefs? And are we dominant over them, and can we convert them to join us, or do we have to exterminate them? Now, obviously, that's not a good way to live your life in today's times. Then, totally different. But I've realized that now we've gotten to the point, so I don't know whether it's an evolutionary thing or whether it's just a fearful thing or whether it's an apologetic thing. I don't know what it is. But I'd like to claim that 2021, that our generation, that this time frame in life right now is the time frame of apologetic people who feel bad about the past. Now, did you enslave anybody in your lifetime? Unless you're maybe in the Middle East and that's what you do because that's just a cultural thing, then no, you haven't. And you shun slavery. I don't know if you realize, but slavery was just like 100 years ago, 150 years ago. It's crazy how short of a time that is compared to some of the other things, the atrocities that have happened in humankind. So that's why I'm fascinated by this. So while we see native tribes like the, the Mashpee Wampanoag, is the tribe out of Massachusetts that is working right now. They've been apparently in that region for more than 12,000 years, obviously way before the Pilgrims came over here. Despite their story, they weren't even recognized as a native tribe until 2007 by the U.S. government. Think about that for a second. And now they're challenging in court to get some of their land back because they were some of the first ones that were driven off their lands by the Pilgrims way back when. Do I support something like that? Sure, I support something like that. Give them their land as we do with tribes all over the nation and give them some of their land, give them some of their own thing and let them do their own thing. Now, I would warn of having government control over them because you see how well that works for all these tribes with so many individuals that are struggling with addiction or so many people with drugs or crime and government-run health care. So how's that socialism working out for you? But nonetheless, if you want your own land and do your own thing, I could see an argument or a discussion for something like that. That's fine. But we've gotten into the mindset in society that everything that we've done in the past is terrible, it's bad, we need to apologize for it, even though we didn't do it ourselves. We have to be apologetic and we have to shun our whiteness, we have to shun our history, we have to shun our ancestors. I just don't understand that mindset. I have not enslaved anybody, therefore why do I need to apologize for who I am? I don't think my ancestors enslaved anybody, well maybe like 1,000 years ago. Which my ancestry, by the way, we've been able to track back a really long time. So I'm sure there's some atrocities there to some degree. But outside of that, I don't think my family has done that. I don't think, as far as I'm aware. But even if they did, do I need to apologize for it today? Why do I need to apologize for what my great-great-great-great-grandfather did? How does that make any sense? And while we're in this mode of apologizing in society, then you can't celebrate certain holidays. You need to change the way you think, and it's always about the victim, the victimhood status that now runs society. It's kind of sad, but we're not going to let that be the focus because we're going to be positive in the world. We can actually do good things, and we can do good things, whether it's because you feel guilty and want to actually make up for it, or whether it's just because you're a kind-hearted person that wants to do good things. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. Instead of running stories like this, CNN saying, Happy Thanksgiving, now be ashamed for who you are because you ran Native Americans off their land. Shame on you. How dare you? That does it for us today. Podcast going up a little bit. We're back at it on Monday with a brand new show live all next week. Great guests lined up as well. So make sure to stay tuned in for that. Until then, be your own voice of reason. It's time for you to speak up, speak out, speak loud, speak proud, speak the truth, and always speak some reason. It's the voice of reason. Everybody have a great weekend. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the voice of reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show. And check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosier-holic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.